Nine political parties in Syria, gathered under the umbrella of the National Progressive Front, held a political forum to discuss means of peacefully solving their country's unrest. They said Syria is subjected to an international conspiracy geared by some Arab countries and the West, but at the same time expressed belief that the unity of the Syrians will foil all plots. Fighting terrorism and rejecting foreign intervention were the main headlines of the meeting.
This conference is all about facing the Zionist plots against Syria, implemented by some Arab countries. Acts of sabotage and terrorism by armed groups should be met by force, because such acts harm the country's security. We also discussed economic issues and noted the importance of enhancing national production in all sectors.
Parties participating presented initiatives on the mechanisms of work that would contribute to making national reconciliation a success and called on all sides to cease violence. Other urgent issues that arose because of increasing violence were also discussed.
We have the right to defend our country from foreign-backed militants. We call on the countries fueling armed groups with money and weapons to stop. This is essential for the success of a peaceful solution. We discussed ways of helping the government in assisting those forced out of their neighborhoods because of the armed groups.
We suggested forming a Supreme National Council for Reconciliation with the participation of representatives of the Syrian people. We agree with any solution led by Syrians. We are ready to have dialogue with any party that rejects foreign intervention and violence. We already established good connections with such parties.
The parties affirmed that the solution for their problem should be only a Syrian one, expressing adherence to the sovereignty of their country. The two-day conference comes as part of creating the suitable infrastructure for holding a comprehensive national dialogue that would save Syria from more bloodshed. Syria has been in grip of unrest since March 2011. Damascus blames armed terrorists for the unrest, but the opposition accuses the security forces of being behind the violence. The National Progressive Front powers expressed their mutual stance of rejecting any form of foreign intervention in their country's affairs. They believe the only exit for their unrest would be through national reconciliation and dialogue among all parties. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.